Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan C. is back. Alan is a great member of our Brain Trust. 5 years he's been hanging out with us now. He's the principal and chief marketing officer at CMO Temps. He's one of the top social media experts on the planet, and he's been hanging out with us now for a long time. We love having him on the show. Alan C., welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Good to have you back. Hey, Alan, you've got a new customer, a client that you work with that's in an interesting business, and you want to tell us about what they do. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, I'm really happy that I'm a lifelong learner because, yes, this new client really gave me some insight that I just had not been aware of. And they are they're a high-growth small business. They're in Austin, Texas. Surprisingly enough, it's not technology related, but their business model involves around deconstruction. Now, if you're like me, when you think of taking something down, you think of demolition, not deconstruction.
I just knocked the house down. I just knocked the house down last month with a bulldozer.
There you go. So
pushed it into a pile of rubble. Pushed it into a pile of rubble and hauled it off.
Well, and that's really the difference between that. I mean, you think of deconstruction, you're thinking of salvaging components to reuse and recycle.
Is that what they do? Tell us how they do that.
Well, think of deconstruction as unbuilding. It involves taking the building apart piece by piece. And
yeah.
So there's two kinds of deconstruction. You can do selective, which means that you're going about the property and removing easy-to-spot, high-value material.
Yeah.
Whereas whole-house deconstruction means that you're going a step further and that the entire structure is being taken down, unbuilding, so to speak, for salvage purposes.
So in my case, I actually did both of those. We went in and took the windows, the air conditioning, the fans, some of the fixtures, the doors. We took those things out first so they could be reused, and then we knocked the rest of the house
down. There you go.
But what you're talking about, these people go in, and they may save the 2x4s.
It may go exactly that far. It depends on what the end goal of the project is. Their methodology for taking the building, whether it's residential or business, it
right.
depends on what the strategy is. But
mm-hmm.
their process works so that the key components are protected in such a way that everything's ready to go when the next phase comes in,
mm-hmm.
into place. And so while it might take longer and there's more man hours needed in such a process,
right,
the result for the environment, not filling, you know, landfill, and plus the way that it integrates into the final structure can really be quite eye-opening.
So this became kind of a metaphor for you for how we go about solving problems in our business, didn't it?
You know, it really did, because I like I said, I got an eye-opening, and they quickly brought me up to speed on their business model and understanding the difference between selective and whole-house deconstruction and such as that. But it did get me thinking about change management and how we enter into that mind frame of demolition rather, you know, than deconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly because the key components around change management is typically being around people or employees.
Isn't constant innovation a form of deconstruction?
You know, it should be, but I think too often we think of it as demolition. And, you know, in your, well, in fact, in your book, The Third Ingredient, you mention or you state that you and I have always been and always will be analog.
That's right.
And that's when you're thinking about people and what change management means to people is that, well, I'll just say this. Change without stability typically results in confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm really starting to think more deeply about this metaphorical change between or difference between deconstruction and demolition is that too often this rip out and repair or rip out and replace type of attitude in change management, whether you're replacing a technology system or doing some type of reorganization,
mm-hmm.
that the shock that you leave people in, and you also leave them typically feeling totally unprotected, that there's no way you can finish that process with that feeling of stability.
You have to recognize that when you're making these deconstruction or these demolition moves, there are people who live in those rooms. There are people who built, some of the people who are going to be involved built that building from scratch. And now if you don't deconstruct it, if it needs to be changed, if there is a paradigm shift, if something new needs to be built, something has to be replaced, it needs to be done in what you're saying, in a way that's more deconstruction, more innovative than just knocking it down. Because one of the things you lose when you approach it from a demolition standpoint, in my opinion, you disregard fundamentals. What do you think?
I think that's exactly, spot on. And actually, really, to bring up another one of your book, the Age of the Customer, in Chapter 12, where you talked about the evolution of expectations.
Yeah.
Now you see why we love
having Alan on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Alan.
So it's important. It's important to think about with the expectations, because so often these expectations become unreal, and
yeah.
that feeling that okay, if I just demolish this, let's rip out and replace, that all of a sudden it's going to come back and be better, and that's why so many change management situations, don't work out.
When we come back after the break, we're going to get Alan to talk about how to do more deconstructing, have more innovation in your changes and less knocking things down. 20 after the hour. Alan, I need your website quickly, please.
So, cmotemps.biz.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.